Thanks for joining me on Becoming Undamaged. I'm your host, Mia Corliss, and I'm looking forward to sharing another great episode with you today. I've just one small favour to ask before we get started. If you're enjoying the episodes, please go to your preferred podcast platform and hit subscribe or follow. You can also set up the auto-download function that will ensure you don't miss another episode. You can help out by following and commenting on Becoming Undamaged, which can be found on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Thank you so much for getting behind my mission to share Becoming Undamaged to anyone who wants to come along on the journey. Now, let's get into the episode. Welcome to Becoming Undamaged Reviews with Mia. In today's review, I'm going to be looking at the book, The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown. And ironically, as usual, I have started recording. I think I've hit record maybe 10 times and then restarted trying to get everything perfect. And I realize sometimes when I'm talking, I'm working from notes. I'm not actually reading off a script. So sometimes there'll be a giant pause and then I'm like, oh, and then I stop and start from the beginning again. Anyway, I'm going to go with imperfection as usual. So The Gifts of Imperfection, I have the 10th anniversary edition of the book, and I think I have, if I don't have all of Brené's books, I have most of them. I also follow her online and have watched the doco that's on Netflix. Actually, I'm not sure if it's still on there. It was on there a while back. I just feel like she is an expert on all of the yucky things about us. So all of the things that we don't like or that are not working for us, she seems to really be able to explain what they are, how they're showing up, how they're not useful for us, and then ways in which we can go about tackling those things. And what I also love about Brené is that she practices what she preaches. She's constantly telling stories of times when she's been vulnerable or imperfect or whatever it might be, that the content that she's talking about. In the book, she goes through 10 guideposts for cultivating certain things. So it might be for cultivating authenticity or a resilient spirit, gratitude, creativity, play. Then from that, she breaks that down so that you are understanding what that is. So I'm going to use the example that I found the most beneficial and stand out for me, and that was cultivating self-compassion, which is letting go of perfectionism. And P.S., I had no clue that my lack of self-compassion and sense of shame was related to perfectionism, but it all makes sense when you know. So in each guidepost, she'll talk about what you're trying to cultivate. So it might be cultivating play or cultivating creativity, about understanding it, what you need to let go in order to cultivate that, describing what you need to let go. So say it's letting go of perfectionism. It's describing what does perfectionism actually look like? What is it not? Especially with that example, I think sometimes, myself included, we think being perfect and being a perfectionist, is a good thing. But it talks about what it isn't as well. It's actually not. It's really unhelpful. Sets you up for failure. There's research in each of the guideposts. Brené, oh my goodness, I'm really being imperfect here. Brené always has research, lots of significant, relevant research backing up all of her work, which I love. And then she includes ways of overcoming those things. So for me, it's the overcoming of the perfectionism to realize that it's not helpful. And how can I work towards overcoming that? There's also a knowledge that we're all works in progress. We're constantly trying to deal with these things that come up and that potentially are not helpful. So each guidepost sort of chapter ends with three sections. One is getting deliberate. So deliberate means knowing what it is. Is this a problem for you and what that might look like? Getting inspired. So using outside sources to inspire you to make that change or to get more information, and then get going and things that you can actually do to work on that. So I really recommend this book. I feel that it has so many great little bits of information depending on what you're tackling at the moment. So you might not be a perfectionist and that's great, but perhaps you want to work on your gratitude. What does that look like? What do you need to let go to do that? Maybe you need or want to be working on your creative pursuits. So how can you kind of make those things happen? Anyway, obviously the perfectionism is my issue to tackle, and I'll continue doing that, learning to sort of not, I guess this whole venture of mine at the moment has been really about embracing the imperfections, starting several businesses, not really knowing what I'm doing, but learning along the way, releasing stuff that's not perfect, releasing stuff before it is perfect, is sort of a way of tackling that. And for you and whatever things you need to work on, you can take the steps to do that too. So yeah, if you haven't seen or read any of her work, not sure where you've been living, but anyway, go and do that. She's an amazing human. She's so knowledgeable. She has, you could Google her name and you'll find all of the things, books, website, Netflix, podcast. Brené Brown. Go and do yourself a favor. Anyway, thanks for listening. I look forward to sharing another review with you soon.